The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
One of the most pure sounds. Oh, yeah. Yes. It is time for football. It's also time for our Arizona State Park Pass giveaway. True or false? Text the answer to 411-923. True if you think this is true. False if you think it's false. We'll pick a random right winner at the end of the programming segment. That's 411-923. Tuzigoot, Indian ruins, designated as a national monument in 1939. The word Tuzigoot is Apache for red dirt, which refers to the red soil that's washed down from Oak Creek via Sedona. True, T for true at 411-923, or F for false. And that'll get you a set of passes to any one of Arizona's state park passes, including Sunset Karsher Caverns is having a sunset hike tonight.
Oh, cool.
Back in the studio with Kevin McCabe, we were talking NAU earlier. That's your alma mater, and some improvements to the Sky Dome recently.
Listen, this NAU, it's the Harvard of the Pines. That's what we call it.
Okay.
And I went to school up there, and I was a hockey player. They opened the dome in 1977, when I went up there to play, I thought it was for me. And we played hockey in the dome. They had an ice rink in the dome, and the basketball was on the other floor, and then football, and they ran track around us. But they have, it's really, the school is, Dr. Rita Chang is up there now, and great vision and leadership. So I'm so proud of my alma mater. And I want kids, the high school kids who come and join my show, when they pick their school to go to find one that they can love for the rest of their lives. You guys know it. You at LSU, you're purple and gold. You bleed that. But the dome, they called me up. They wanted me to go up there and hang some drywall and put some nails in. True or false? It may be the largest wooden structure.
In the Northwest beat it. Somewhere in Seattle or Washington. But I will say,
we can go up and burn that down, can't we?
Yeah.
Washington. Okay, good. All right.
When we're there for home shows, my favorite thing to do is just lean back and stare at the beam structure and just wonder what it was like building that and how they got it all put together. It's incredible.
Yeah, 1977. That's a while ago. And we used to ski off the roof of the dome. They'd get snow up there on the roof. So we'd hike up, and I wasn't a very good skier, and there were probably some beverages involved in this, but we'd ski off it. But they have, and hurt ourselves, but that was college. Kids, do not try this at home. But they have renovated it and put in some skyboxes and really made it nice. And they're attracting a lot of Arizona kids to go up there and play. Got a new football coach in Chris Ball, and I really love him. Cut his teeth here at ASU as an assistant. So exciting times at NAU. I'm excited for my alma mater.
That's a big conference, too. That Big Sky Conference, that's pretty fun to watch.
It's wide open and it is fun. So I'm so excited. They've got homecoming, I think, in late October. I'm going to go up with the high school show and go up there and celebrate with my fellow Lumberjacks. I think all my bar tabs and my all those fires that I burnt up there, I think they might still be smoldering. So it's been a long time.
And we have the Cardinals kicking off here in a couple hours.
Yeah, here we go. We have preseason football against the Minnesota Vikings on the road, and it's just a unique, fun, crazy time with this football team. Obviously Larry Fitzgerald. I thought on the totem pole, because Doug and Wolf, they call him the Japanese fighting fish, and you put one of those with the big old head. Larry Fitzgerald is such a wonderful man to have lead our team, and I say our team. This is my home, and I know there's a lot of transplant here. And this Kyler Murray, there's so much interest and intrigue in Cliff Kingsbury. But it's preseason. It's at Minnesota. This is the third game of the preseason, and that's when they usually like to really kind of – this is the dress rehearsal. Although I'm hearing now that it may not be. Nobody wants to play preseason. Nobody wants to get hurt. Yeah, you need it for the live bullets. So we'll watch closely. It's intriguing and fun for any kind of sports reporter. You know, this isn't just your boring Tom Brady, let's go win a Super Bowl every year. This is unique. This is fun. How boring would that be if you knew you were going to be in the Super Bowl every year?
How's
We have an Arizona boy on the team.
We got five of them. Five
we
of
do,
them.
Really.
Christian Kirk from Saguaro High School, DJ Foster from Saguaro. We've got Terrell Suggs, who played at Arizona State, from Hamilton High School, Defensive Player of the Year. So we've got a couple of other kids, Brooks Reeds from Tucson and Sabino. So,
oh, that's great.
The Cardinals have only been here since, 1988, and these kids have grown up. They've watched the Cardinals, so that's kind of neat. You know, it's an opportunity to play where they watch the team. I think it's a kid.
Are they all ones that you had on your show?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And I call them my kids. Yeah. Because I've watched them grow up, and that's the neat thing, is to go see them, and then now they see this old man creeping around. And they say, that's Kevin McCabe. So it is cool. That's the neat thing that they remember their first or second interview they ever did. They came in with the dean of high school sports.
Well, where I sit, I can always see the kids come in, and Kevin always makes them feel so special, and they're all so excited, and you make them feel really good about being here. It's fun.
They are special, and
people can hear your program on Arizona Sports at
98.7 from 9 to 11 on Saturday mornings. Now, this morning, as you're driving around, you're going, don't touch the dial. Don't keep both hands on the steering wheel. We're moving down the dial 620 because Cardinals have – and I was thinking, though, wait, Arizona high school sports is more important than preseason NFL, isn't it? I don't know. Hey, I love you guys. Thank you for having me. Rosie's coming down to my show here soon. He's the pride of Chaparral.
For your true or false, it's false. Two things should have tipped you off. First, Tuesday Goots on the Verde River. Oak Creek doesn't flow into the Verde until 8 crow miles later. And second, we said last week Tuesday Goot means crooked water in reference to how the river bends around the community. We'll pick a random right winner and send you to an Arizona State Park.